Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Folks, I hope you'll go to my website, and if nothing else, subscribe to my newsletter. I think you'll like it. It comes every Sunday afternoon by email. You'll get two articles and a survey that you can take, a little poll that we take every week, and you'll see the results of the previous poll and my comments on that, on those results. And you'll see, we'll remind you of some of the great segments that we had the previous week. We'll have those right there on the newsletter. You can listen to, you can click right into them and listen to them. And then below that is the upcoming schedule. Who's going to be on the show coming week? So you can see if there's anything you want to really focus on. Somebody, you know, we do a lot of interviews. We do, we do 20 interviews a week. So one of them is going to be of interest to you. Maybe not all of them, but at least one. And you can find out what that is and make the plans. So hope you check it out. It's easy. It's free. All you got to do is go through the little form there and give us your email. And by the way, that you don't give it to me. You give it to our platform. And I don't know when you subscribe, and I don't know when you unsubscribe, which you can do yourself. It's easy. So I hope you'll check it out. Nothing to lose. I want to continue. It's just you and me again. I want to continue to talk about real estate. Now, if you've been listening to me for very long, you know how I feel about real estate. You know that I don't trust Wall Street, and I think you probably know for good reason. And that makes me kind of a Luddite, like kind of an equities Luddite. I admit that. But I think, you know, one of the things that the really smart people that I know who are investors say that they don't invest in things they don't understand. And Wall Street is a really dysfunctional entity. I'm not saying you shouldn't be there. I'm not saying you shouldn't put your money there. I've got some money in the stock market. But I'm saying I understand real estate. Real estate is something that anybody can understand and can do. And few people who don't over-leverage themselves have failed in real estate. And you tell me, are you an expert? Do you think you have a fair shot on Wall Street? Do you think when the people who the institutions and the big investors and the companies themselves, you know, so many people up there, they don't care whether the stocks are going up or down as long as they're moving, because they're hedging both ways. Well, that's not to your advantage if you're an investor. If you're not a trader, you're an investor, and that's the reason why I encourage small business owners to at least have some of their portfolio in real estate. And primarily, the building that you're in. The own your building, if at all possible. And I call it the sleeper, the stealth. I call it the stealth advantage, of small business, because you can pay rent to yourself. You can own the real estate yourself, as Jim Blasingame or Susie Johnson or whatever. You own it yourself in your own account. You enter into a lease agreement with your business, which pays you rent as if it were paying it to any other landlord, and you get the rent. The landlord doesn't get the rent. And you, if you finance it at your bank, like I did, you make the payment. And your rent is going to be more than your payment, and almost always. And as time goes by, it certainly will, when you're able to raise the rent. And one day you'll pay it off. You won't owe anything on that building anymore, but yet you'll still be collecting rent from your business. And when you close your business, when you move out, and one day you have a paid-for business, paid-for building, a paid-for property, then somebody else moves in, and now you're their landlord. And you're renting to them. They're paying you rent on a building that you no longer have any payments on. You know what that's called? That's called retirement income. That's right. And it's also income, it's passive income. That means it's not subject to Social Security, to payroll taxes. So, I mean, I know many, many small business owners who over 40 or 50 years even, the couple built a business and they did well, they were successful, and they didn't get rich, but they did pay off their real estate, and they acquired contiguous real estate, and they rented it out, and they used their money to do that, and at the end of the day, when they got ready to hang it up, their business wasn't worth anything. They literally closed the business up, and it went away, but they owned enough real estate to have income to retire on very well. Because they focused on things that were at home, in their neighborhood, they understood it, and it was part of their world. I'm not telling you not to be in the stock market, but I am telling you to be in your local real estate market. As a small business owner, I don't think you can not do that and ultimately be financially successful. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back. Got a black magic woman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.